Hi, today we are going to listen to a Chinese accent, and we're going to learn how to change the sounds and prosody to a more standard American English accent. I was able to get the language sample from the website IDEA, which is the International Dialects of English Archive. It's a really cool website, and comma gets a cure, the text that they were reading. The copyright information is in the show notes. So I hope you enjoy. Here we go.
This recording, Beijing 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her.
Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. Okay, he adds some vowels. It's called a penthesis when you add a little before a word. So he says a huge. It should just be comma was strong and huge. And then he also says would a take instead of just would take.
But Sarah had a different idea.
So his air in Sarah was a little bit off, just a little bit. It needs to be Sarah. And then idea. It definitely is a long I at the beginning of that word, so it should be idea, not idea.
First, she tried to generate stalking the goose lower back with her palm.
First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm. So he adds a vowel after She tried a generally. And then he says something like generally instead of gently. So he didn't get that TL. It needs to be gently. Then he says stalking instead of stroking. So he needs to get that R there and a long O, stroking. Stroking instead of stalking. Stroking. And then gooses. He forgets the plural Z sound at the end. He just says goose. Needs to be gooses. And then with. Her palm, it needs to be with a TH. It sounded like an S, whis. It needs to be with, and her palm. That L, I couldn't hear very well. It kind of sounded like palm. So it needs to be palm.
Then singing a tune to her.
Then singing a tune to her. So he says the D instead of a TH for then. He says din. And then singing was a little bit off, but close. He struggles with tune. We start to read it too, and then he's like, wait, what is that? And then I think he tries to make it be like song, and he says tong. But he doesn't quite get out tune to her.
Finally, she administered either.
Finally, she administered either. So he struggles a little bit with the L sound, and finally. And ether. He makes a good attempt with ether. It's an uncommon word. It's a kind of gas. And it needs to be a soft TH, ether.
Her efforts were not futile, okay.
Her efforts were not futile. Futile can be said two ways, either futile or futile. He has a hard time with it, and it's not surprising. It's a word we don't use very often. Also, when he says efforts, he leaves off the S, so it just was effort. It needs to be efforts, the S on the end.
In no time, the goose began to tire.
In no time, the goose began to tire. His vowel in the word began, it sounds like begin. It sounds like a short I instead of a short A. So he needs to make sure it's began to tire, past tense. Begin is the present tense.
So Tara was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath.
So Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. For Sarah, he says Tara. I'm not sure why this time he made that a T. And then he adds some schwa sounds, and this is called a penthesis. He says, was able to, and then he puts a schwa after and, so and to give her. So it needs to be just, was able to, And then, and give her.
That's it for today. If you liked it, please subscribe. If you would like to book your own session with me and work on your own accent, please visit my website, clarityaccent.com. Thanks.